Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Experiment 301, Beloveds. I'm your host, Brother Beloved, also known as Kevin K. Pierce. I got a real special guest in the building with me today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I got my brother on here with me.
Yeah, what up?
You know, I love when I get to have my brothers on here, you know?
Right.
A former roommate of mine.
Mm-hmm. But how many years?
Expert extraordinaire. Trainer supreme.
Uh-huh.
Got the moves, whether on the field or off. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my brother, Devon Hightower.
Hey. What's going on, Kev?
Not much. I'm better for talking to you, brother. I'm better for talking to you.
I feel that.
Good. So, I like to start from the beginning in all my interviews. So, the year is 1995.
95, yep.
1995, I forget the month and year. I'm sorry, I'm bad at remembering.
August 1st, bro.
Huh?
August 1st.
How the hell did I forget that? It's on my Google Calendar. All my friends' birthdays are on my Google Calendar, so I never have to remember.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of birthdays, man.
It's a lot of birthdays, bro. It's a lot of people.
Right.
It's like, I love y'all, so I took the extra step to make sure I remember. However, my memory's a little, you know, 15 years of football, I'll do that to you.
For real.
So August 1st, 1995.
95, yep.
We are born where?
I was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. Springfield, Mass, bro.
And how long did you spend in Massachusetts?
I was there for, I was born in 95. I left there in 06. No, 06, 07. I think I left in 07. And I came to Connecticut in 07. And then I was here from 07 to 2014, then went to school in Ohio, left there, went to Stevenson in 2015, in January.
And then ended up graduating from Stevenson. We're going to go through all the journey of that. But yes, I asked about how long you were in Massachusetts for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The first and the most important reason is you are there during the Patriots' first dynasty run.
I was.
You were there during it. And for those who don't know, Vaughn, there are a few people in my life that try to antagonize me as a Patriots fan more than them. And for the reason of Devon, for full disclosure, what is your favorite football team, sir?
Right there, my guy. Right there. My Raiders, bro.
It's a podcast. Not everyone's going to be looking at the screen.
My Raiders. My Raiders.
The majority of the
people. My Raiders, man. My Raiders.
Thank you. He's an ultimate Raiders fan. So you can assume why he's very antagonistic.
Stop playing with me. I saw my boys go to one Super Bowl in 2002 and we got raped.
And got
a Buccaneers.
Destroyed.
I was a kid, man. I was hurt. I cried, bro. I was like, oh, man. This can't be real. I was like, let's go back next year.
I didn't think y'all made the playoffs since.
Bro, we did not. In 2016, we did. That was a great year for everybody. That was a great year.
Derek Carr year.
We don't gotta talk about that right now.
We'll get there. So where does the love of football start? Does it start with loving the Raiders first, or are you playing first?
Good question. I think I was playing. No, my dad put me in a Raiders onesie when I was a kid, so Raiders first, and then I started playing football around like 5-6 years old. So
right,
that
perfect.
Came afterwards.
And so that's the love of football starts in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So as a New England kid, during the rise of, because for those that don't know, the Patriots weren't like a famous team before they started winning every Super Bowl possible. Like they were the scrubs of the league.
They were the scrubs of the league. They used to be scrubs of the league.
Like people used to look at them the way they look at the Browns now. Like
right.
Yeah, like they weren't.
Way back when.
So you were there during that time. I gotta ask: at a young age, did you feel the tide changing? Was there any significance to you at all, or was it just I'm a Raiders fan? I don't care.
My uncle was a Patriots fan. My nana and grandpa was. My cousin. So I heard it all. I was like, listen, yo. No. I was surrounded by Patriot heads, bro. Oh, my Lord. I couldn't do it. My dad was a Raiders fan. Deanna, she a Patriot fan. Mama's still a fan. We all confused. We're not on one accord here. So I'm like, yo, how about we hop on one team, the Silver and Black Squad, and not go for Patriot? But we live in New England. You know what?
You've lived in New England your entire life.
For real.
Like, your whole life up until Boston, up until you got to Stevenson. So,
right.
Fast forward a little bit. we're going to go through your football days, your Little League days. Mm-hmm. Now, I know Devon as a small, shifty running back that would juke anyone out of their shoes.
Yes, sir.
Was that you off rip? Was that like your...
Yes, off rip. I was never a big guy.
Little guy with all the moves.
Yes, man. All the little kids I juke out their shoes, bro. As a youngin', man, I think I was, 7, 8 years old. I watched Barry Sanders, too. I was Barry Sanders as a kid. So all I knew back then was juking. I grew up juking. Running somebody over was not my vocabulary. I was like, nah, I ain't doing that.
You're a small guy now, but like back in the day.
Back in the day, no.
Back in the day, bro. I don't think running people over was an option for you.
I did that one time. Because he was smaller than me. I don't know. Some kid I play on Little League. I don't know who it was. I saw him. Oh, you getting this work. Bang! That was it. Never again. I was like, never again. Only because he's smaller than me, bro. Only because he's smaller than me. If he's bigger than me, I might have to give him the, you know, the moves. But that was it. That's all I know.
There we go. So we do a little fast forward and let's go to high school. Where are you at in high school? You're in CT at this point. So Where are you doing in high school? Where and what's going on? You're still a running back. What are we doing?
Yeah, I was at running back. Got me a kick return. Punt return was an option, but I told them no. Reason being, I was like this, looking up and down at the ball. I'm like, yo,
you don't like that.
I don't like that. I was like, no, ain't for me. Kick return, I got a little breathing room. I can, you know, catch it, see the field, make quick moves. I'm straight. So I was at running back, a little bit of slot, but mainly running back. A lot of jet sweeps. I did that. I never started, though. I was always like the backup, but when I get in, stuff got real. Okay. My senior year in high school, I had 7 carries for 91 yards and 3 touchdowns. That was my best game. But as a team, our best game was we versus Southington, the best team in the state. We beat them 49-37. We was down 21-0 in the first quarter. Ooh. And then second quarter was 21-21. And then we was back against the wall. And we got a safety, and they would get me in a safety. It was crazy. 23-21. And then they got up 37-21. And then from there, it was history. We won. We got the playoffs, lost first round. And I was like, man, what a ride. But it was cool. High school was cool. And I played varsity as my junior year a little bit, but mainly my senior year in high school. So that was – it was an experience. Great experience. Wish I got more playing time, but, hey, here's what it is. I got my yards. I did what I did. Went to college.
I was about to say, you still end up getting recruited, though. Yeah. What is Wittenberg?
Wittenberg, yeah. D3? Say it again?
What's Wittenberg? D1, D2, D3?
D3, yep. At the time, I think they were ranked number 10 in the nation for D3. I think they was, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure they were. It was up there. I went to Mount Union first because they were ranked 1. I wanted to go there, but then I missed it by a point for school. I was hurt. I cried. I was like, then I want to go there. But it's okay. I went to Wittenberg. Killed it. I got player of the week my first week there. And then when I left the Stevenson, I got player of the year. I was mad. They had a plaque with my name on it. They said, well, he ain't here, so we got to do runner up for Hightower.
And
I was hurt. Player of the year.
You're player of the year at Wittenberg. Matter of fact, now, before we even get there. So talk about going from CT to Ohio.
Oh, man. I wanted to go to Ohio for Mount Union, not for Wittenberg. They was my secondary team. You know what? I had them as a backup. We'll just keep them there just in case, you know, my last resort. So I just applied there, think I won't get in. I'm already sold on Mount Union. I'm already sold. Like, I'm going to the school. That's where my career going to be. That's it. Nope. They missed by a point. Then I was like, okay, Wittenberg. So I had no choice. I applied to 3 schools and got into under 1. Because I missed, because my grades wasn't, they were good, but they wasn't up there what they wanted. So I have to go to Ohio. So my only option was Wittenberg, which I thank God I got in, because if I didn't go there, I would have been home doing community school and I would have been sick. That was not the move. So I went there, you know, had no major. I just went there because I had no other choice. And then play football.
So at that point, you're like, all right, I'm in college, so that's what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly. So I'm in school. What can you say? I'm doing the right thing. I was in school. So then the team, I was 5th. Yeah, I think it was 5th string. got to third string, made it varsity, played one game on varsity, and scored on varsity on my first carry. Bro, I was hype. Oh, I was hype. It was like 40-some-yard run. Oh, man, it was so dope.
If you have the video or, like, a picture still, send that to me. I'll put it in the video.
Yeah, I got the video. I got the video. I got you.
All right, send that to me.
I got you. I got you. That joint was dope, man. It was dope. So, did that, and then I didn't like it there, though. Ohio wasn't for me. Like, I was too far from home. I didn't like that. But I always said, if I would go to school, I'm going to go to school in Maryland. I don't know why I like Maryland. I just, it's the center. I just like it. Like,
Like, I don't get me wrong. My entire company is based on highlighting how dope Maryland is. But, like, we're not like New York, Atlanta, Cali, like the states that come to mind. What led you to Maryland?
I don't know, because, you know, it's borderline south. It ain't too south. It's right there.
It's like, and then, right below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, it's right there. And New York, too expensive. I don't like that. I think it's dirty. That's me personally.
Hey,
yeah. Me personally. CT is just none here for me. I've been here too long. I'm like, Virginia, I think that's too far down. Maryland just fit me. It just, I don't know. It just fit me. I was there. You know, I met all of you. I met, you know, my boy Josh. You know, I met everybody down there. So,
I mean, now we know it's a good decision. But, like, before, I'm just confused. I always ask this question for people who aren't from Maryland.
Right.
How did you end up at Stevenson? Like, when you transferred from Wittenberg, how did you end up at Stevenson?
Yeah, Stevenson came to my college fair. And then I saw them. I was like, you know what? I'm not going over there because my aunt lived there, and I wasn't too big, you know, on family at the time. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to Maryland just for that reason. You know, it's a bit of another story for that. But I didn't want to go to Maryland for that one reason. So I was like, if I do go to Maryland, I ain't telling her I'm going. But I ended up going. My mom told her. I was like, why you do that? But whatever. So I went to Maryland because, one, I like the state. I visited there one time to visit my aunt, and it was nice weather. It's kind of hot down here, yo. I'm like, I can live down here. I was like, you know, this is a good part. Like, what's the good area, the bad part? She's like, well, this is the good part. You know. Then I saw Columbia, and that's where I was sold. That's where I wanted to live. That's what I thought. She said, this is Columbia. This is Owings Mills. This is that. This is there. I was like, okay. I like
Columbia. Show you West Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore wasn't for me. I was like, yeah, no, I ain't going there. The minute I saw the other places and I saw Columbia, I was like, yes, that's where I'm gonna live. I'm going right there. I was like, yep, I'm going to Howard County eventually, probably next year. We'll see. But
if you're moving, we'll talk off here.
Right, you got it.
So, how do we end up with Stevenson's football program?
It was new. They was fresh. That's why I went there. I was like, okay, they're on the come up. They're on the rise. I need part of something that's growing. So I chose that that program, and that did not go that I wanted to go.
How much of that do you want to talk about? I'll leave it to you.
We can talk about a little bit. I mean, it is what it is now. I mean, I can't.
All right, so you were on the Stevenson football team for how long?
Ooh, about a few months. I didn't last that long. It was a long story. Very long. That year was hard for me in general. 2015 was a rough year, school-wise, family-wise. Just the whole year was just hard.
Well, and then you start with school because you're just transferring to a new school.
Yeah, just transferring.
What was the struggle school-wise?
Like, the transitioning from, like, one state to another, trying to get adjusted. I had one of my high school friends that I dated there, so that kind of helped a little bit. But at the, you know, how can I word it? At the end all be all, it didn't help me that much because she had her friends. I was cool with her friends, but I had no guys as friends I can really chill with.
I mean, through her, through said ex girlfriend, you end up meeting me.
That's true. That's very true. And then at the end of that whole school year or that semester, we ended up being roommates. So that right there, that whole year of 2016 was great because I had 3.0. Me and you was cooling. Bro, my grades was on point. Like, My grade was A1.
So I was on your ass.
Hey, you what?
On your ass. What do you mean?
My grade was nothing but excellence. A1. So once football dropped and once her and I were like getting better, but whatever. We broke up 2016, but it was later on. That whole year was just amazing. Like from school to the football field to the workouts, just everything was amazing. So I'm glad I went through that so I can, you know, talk about it because it made me who I am now. If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have, you know, been who I am right now. Like,
right. And I know you're
troubles.
And I know you're a religious guy, so I know you're one of those everything happens for a reason, darkest before dawn, all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's definitely aspects of that in your Stevenson journey. Even though I'll let you tell why you dismiss yourself from the Stevenson football team.
Okay, yeah. So the coach and I, we kind of bumped heads a little bit, you know.
Only a little bit.
So the running back coach told me, you know, you're fast, you're quick, you got ability to play, but you're not the size that we look for. I'm like, okay, then why am I here? Like, I think I can compete with them. That's why I'm here, to compete and do what I got to do.
Right.
So he was like, we don't want to get you hurt. I'm like, what do you mean get me hurt? A big dude can get hurt. What?
Anybody gets basically football. They called you fragile.
Basically, I'm like, okay, what I got to do to prove myself? I have to go against somebody? Like, what I got to do? But he just keep working hard. I'm like, okay, the ordinary. Wow. So I didn't play a single down at Stevenson. I think I did one game. I got like 2 carries for like maybe 8 yards total. It wasn't the best. So I was like, yeah, you know what, bro? I'm not wasting my time. My grades are already slipping. I'm getting up early in the morning, being a practice squad. This can't be the move. So I told coach, sat him down. I was like, I think I'm going to go be a student. And then if it's for me, I'll come back next year. He was like, if you leave, you ain't coming back. I was like, what do you mean I can't come back? He said, if you leave season football, you're not going to come back and play for us. And you won't ever play football again. I was like, ever again? Okay, that's a challenge I want to take. So I was like, you know what? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. I'm going to be a student. So
now,
I
was older Devon trying to tell me he handled it professionally. You sure ain't let a couple MFers out?
No. I ain't cussed him out. I wanted to, but I ain't cussed.
Because the story you told me afterwards was a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I was mad, but I didn't call the man an MF. I was mad. He told me I can't play football ever again. So that right there, I was wild up, but I didn't like call dude MF. Like, I maybe said a few things that I don't want to say right now. But the point is, after that was said to me, like something in me just like stirred up to prove him wrong. I was like, I'm going to play again. Not here. I'm going to play again. So I worked hard from 2015 to 2019 to play football again in Arena League. And I did just that. I was going to email him, too, but I never did it. I was sending a screenshot. But remember, he told me in 2015.
Before we get to your Arena League days, we gotta finish Stevenson. One thing at a time, brother. One thing at a time.
Gotcha.
So we'll fast forward through. So what's life like after football? Like, you've been a football player, like you said, since you were like 7, 8 years old. And this is It's your first time without having football in your life. What was that transition like for you?
Oh, man, it was real different. It was, I woke up in the morning like, okay, I'm up. Like, I ain't got class until this time, what I'm going to do? So I was like, ooh, maybe I'm going to get some food. Maybe I'm going to work out. I don't know. One day I just sat there like, yo, what I'm supposed to do? I was like, I don't know. Well, let me go to the gym. Went to the gym and did not feel right at all. I was like, this is not the move. I was like, yo, I called my dad up. I was like, I'm supposed to do. I ain't playing football. I'm supposed to do. Just work it out. Do your schoolwork like you said you're going to do. I was like, yeah, but that's not me. I got to do something. I like to be active. You know, working out, that's cool. But working out for what now? For 3 years on the line? So I'm trying to see, you know, the future by working out now. Basically having faith, basically. I'm going to play eventually. That was very hard at that time. Like, that was extremely hard. So I just said, you know what? I'm not playing. Let me just make some workouts, get faster, get stronger, get better as an individual, get my grades right, and we'll see where this goes. So it's going to be a long journey. Let's get to it. So at that moment, it was in November is when I decided to do all that. In November. It was like November, what was it? Between the 15th and like the 19th. I remember for sure.
2016 or 17?
It was 15. After I started playing October. But it took me a while to get the mindset of, you know, being on myself, my workouts, my everything. It took me a while. It took a good, what, almost a month to get right. And then when I finally figured that out, November 2015 is when I got serious. I'm talking about real, real serious. So that winter break, I went back home and I killed it. I was like, yo, I'm playing again. I'm playing again. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how, but I'm playing again. So from 2015 to 2019, I just worked extremely hard. But I took care one thing at a time. I took care of my school stuff. I took care of my workouts. Everything was broken up. So I made a schedule. I had woke up in the morning. I went to the Rockman to get my breakfast. I had a class. And I was always work out at night. I always worked out around, what was it? I think 9 p.m. worked out, I think. It was always late. But when I trained outside, that was like on the weekend sometimes. Like, I think who was there? David was there one time. My man was dumb, by the way. It was in the sand. My man was cooked. I was like, bro.
Don't do my man David like that.
Dave. He got through it, though. Like he that. Got through it.
Like, he was out there huffing and puffing. Y'all was just fine.
He was going through it, bro. He was like, yo, I'm about to kill this man. This man was bad. But he got through it. So I just, you know, told the man, like, listen, David, my workout is going to be different because this man told me I can't play ball ever again. So my workouts got to be different. And then he felt that different. So that's how I got through it, by just, you know, just get my mind right. Because it was so weird from playing football for so long to not playing for years. And then trying to play again, trying to stay in shape, trying to compete, thinking you can do it, which I know I can. But in that time, a lot of negative thoughts get in your head, like, damn, can I really do it now? I ain't playing so long. Right. She's been playing all their life up until then. It's like, ooh, you know, well, let's go for it. But
as me and you both know, you're a man of great faith.
Exactly.
You're a man of great faith. So talk about the role that that religious background growing up played in keeping you in that faith for 4 years of no football. You're running towards a goal that people say the light at the end of the tunnel, but when the light is 4 years away, that joint can seem like a dot.
Exactly.
So talk about the little section of the Bible that always sticks with me is faith the size of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that faith for me.
The faith was real. It was hard. Like, we're talking about 4 years of hard work, man. Hard work. And when you looking at something from so far away, you're like, man, I'm working hard. Is it even real? Like, am I doing this to fail? Like, because you can't see it. It's faith. So I said my parents was a huge help in that, because they would say, Demond, listen, your work going to pay off. I'm like, it is hard when you don't see it. Like, I'm doing this for what? Like, for what? Because I had no film. So I had to go to combine tryouts, all that. With people who had film, they already got an advantage. Like, it was so many, you know, negative things about this. It was hard for me to see the positive. But I knew if I stayed true to my grind, everything will work out for the best. I just had to outdo everybody that had film, which was extremely hard. Extremely hard, because the coaches already saw people who they wanted. So me coming along, you know, I didn't play 4 years. I just worked out. I got a little bit of film from college, not a lot. All I got is high school film, but that's old now. You can't use that. So I'm just me and my grind. What's up? At that point, and my faith. That's all I got at this point. So me carrying that, you know, that burden for so long, and then hearing people would tell me what I can't do. Maybe want to work out even harder to overcome what they told me I couldn't do. So I'm going to lie to you. The coach that told me I couldn't play football again, that right there really, like, got to me in 2016. I was like, yo, I'm going to do this. Like, you know what? Let's go. 2016, I would train every day and hit the field on Saturdays. I told myself before I go back to school in 2016, I'm running a 4.3. I ran a 4.31 going back to Stevenson. I'm like, listen, this is a start to something. I said, from now on, every single year, my speed will increase and increase and increase. I went from a 4.31 to a 4.28 in a matter of, what, 2 years? Yeah, 2 years. I was like, I ain't playing.
So where are you at right now?
Right now, I don't know, 40 in a while. I worked out with my friend Corey on the field weeks ago. And after the workout, I ran a 4.45 after the workout. I haven't ran a 40 fresh in a while. But I've been working out, though. So I don't know where I'm at, to be honest with you. I hope I'm still in the 4.3, 4.2. I hope so. If not, we're going to work hard to get back. But you're going to work hard to get back. But in that
I know you were pissed after you ran that 4.45. I know you were.
I was. Because I was like, I just worked out real hard. I mean, my dad told me, listen, he's worked out. I'm like, but still, I should be.
Yeah, like, I know the fatigue, but I know you. So I know
exactly.
I know you're still like, nah, not with it.
Right. I was like, yeah, I just worked out. I get it. But nah, that ain't good enough. If I'm not, I always tell myself, when I'm tired, that's when my true speed kick in. So when I'm tired, if I'm on a 4.45, that's not good enough. Because if someone is coming in fresh and on a 4.3, I'm getting hawked.
Absolutely.
And that's not about to work. That, no. If I got, I'm tired, I'm trying to run at least a 4.35 on a bad day.
So I got one more Stevenson question for you, and then we're going to move on to talking about the reason I brought you here, which is Fitness Week and all the new shake ways and all doing that there. Last question about Stevenson. So you didn't have a Mustang day since you transferred into Stevenson. If you don't know, Mustang days are Stevenson's orientation days.
Oh, yeah. So
describe yourself orientation day, Devon, to graduation day, Devon.
Mustang day. You said that was orientation, you said?
Orientation day, yeah. So whatever the orientation at Wittenberg was, compare yourself, basically yourself going into college and compare yourself leaving college.
So basically at Wittenberg, they had like, it was like Tiger Up. So their orientation consists of, you know, obviously festivals. They had some food thing there, which the food was bomb, like every college food be bomb until you get there. Then the food is not what you think it is. So I met, you know, our players, coaches, some of the teachers there. It was real cool. Then going from that to not having one, I was like, this look a little dry. Everybody good? I didn't get I know I didn't get one, but how does this work? Is there a group chat and join something like that, meet people? Nah, I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. So like I said, my only outlet was my ex. That's all I had. So I met people through her. I wasn't really outgoing. I mean, I was outgoing, but I wasn't like out there how I was at Wittenberg, because people that already have friends, they already had their groups, they already had everybody. So I had to fit in where I could fit in at. So then, like I said, I feel like, you know, 2015 was, it was okay. But 2016 is when I really came out. Is when I really like had a lot of friends, a lot of people to chill with. So I don't want to blame that person I dated, you know.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
I was held back.
And I won't let you,
because
that's my man.
Yeah. Because I could have went out and made friends, but I chose not to do that. So that's not her fault.
I remember her telling you to get out the room and go make friends. I remember that.
Oh yeah, man, I was asleep. Remember that? I was knocked out. So you said go out there, and it was something little. I forget what it's called, but they had these little jumping.
Some little BS Stevenson events.
Yeah, and I went. And I was jumping off this little thing and all that. I was real sore, too. It was cool. But I was tired. Like, yo, I'm like getting up. I did, though. It was cool. So, yeah, it was all right.
But graduation day, Devon. What's graduation day, Devon, like?
Oh, I was pumped. I was like, yeah. I'm Lord and Savior. Thank you. I appreciate you. That, man, it was dope. I was like, yeah, this was a long, long time coming, it feel like. Because they told me 2019 I was going to graduate. Because I transferred. So I was like, oh, no. You got the game already messed up. I'm graduating 2018 with my class. Like, y'all tripping. So I did summer classes, winter classes. I took stats. Remember that? Oh, man, yeah. That was hard. I was struggling with that joint. So I dropped that class, took in a winter, and got a B plus in that class. And that class determined if I was graduating December 2018 or May 2019. And when I passed it, I was like, all right, straight shot. So I was like, let's go. And I went for it. And then, boom, I was like, this is what it feels like, huh? I graduated. And I was like, all right, cool. What's next? Life.
Oh, boy.
As soon as I graduated.
I made that a gift, man. I graduated. What's next?
Life.
Life. Oh, man.
Life's right. Dead in the face.
Right. All right. So when we come back, we're going to get into Devon's company and what he's doing with the fitness and all that there. We'll be right back with more Experiment 301.
Hello, beloveds. I know, a little different of an ad this time, but we're trying to reach out to more companies. So if you are or know someone who is a Black business owner, please let them know that there is a podcast that is looking for sponsors. So if you will or are willing to sponsor this podcast, please give me a shout at thekkpee@gmail.com. That's thekkpee@gmail.com. Thank you for your time.
Welcome back, beloveds. We're back with more of my friend Devon here. We're going to talk to us about his company, Grind Time. Before we do that, though, y'all know it is Fitness Week. And the question on everyone's mind is, why is a fat guy doing a fitness week? Well, I will tell you. The goal is not be fat, people. The goal is growth and physical improvement. Therefore,
amen.
If I start the fitness week, if I get on my grind and I get on my, you know, I get on my shlimmy shlim, so I can't get on a shlimmy shlim, if that is what they
say. Yes, sir.
This is not, however, I got to put this disclaimer out there, too. I'm not the body positivity, my fat is beautiful guy. However, if you are happy with the way you look, nigga, I ain't talking to you. Regardless of what you look like, if you fat, skinny, tall, small, bald, crawl, whatever you are and identify as, if you are happy with it, this is not for you.
Just stay that way.
Yeah, stay that way. This ain't for you.
Stay that way.
I will catch you next podcast. Now for Devon. Right. Y'all got to put that disclaimer out there, because whenever you do fitness stuff, it's like, you don't love yourself? Nah, I'm fucking awesome. Thank you very much.
Right.
I think I'm
just one growth.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. If I didn't think I would have recorded 301 episodes of a podcast where you see my face every time.
That is a lot of podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? So
that is a
lot. You know what I'm saying? So why not? All right, so Devon,
right.
Grind Time. Enough of my ranting. Grind Time. Talk about it, my brother.
Grind Time, man. That was discovered in 2017 when I was taking a history class in the summer. I was writing down, you know, what defines me, and like I said, I'm always grinding. And you know, everyone has a grind, but sometimes they can't find it. So mine was obviously working out, motivating people to work out as just, you know, better themselves in general. Like, it's not about the gym, it's about growing within yourself, you know. So absolutely. Things you think you can't do, if I can help you get there, then I did my job. Right? So that's why I said, and I said, I go to church, religious, and stuff like that. So I put God in my grind, and it stands for God remains inside, negativity doesn't.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. Sir. Yes, sir. So that came to me in 2017. I was in class, and I was writing my stuff down. I was like, hold on. When I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, grind. I was like, that is powerful. So I put it on a shirt. Put that on the shirt, and then that took off. But it took me a while to get it patented. I just made my my Grind Time patent with early May. I just got a trademark, so that was...
Wow, those are almost 3 years?
Yeah, bro. It took me a while to do it. So I finally got a patent. It felt real good. So within the next 5 years, I have my own gym. But, you know, step by step. Step by step. So
what are we doing now? What are the Grind Time services? I want to go Grind Time. I have a goal in mind. What do I do?
What do you do? Okay, wait. Like, you said working out wise, right?
Working out wise, I got my body goal. I'm not really feeling my stomach, my legs, my thighs, my face. What do I do?
Well, the first thing is you got to change eating habits. Change eating habits. So whatever you're eating bad, cut that out. I know it's hard because Chick-fil-A look good over there. That joint look real good over there.
You got to be specific, man. You can't just say eating bad. What is eating bad?
I got you. I'm going to get there. I'm going
to
get there.
Okay. I just want you to make it clear for the listeners.
Like I said, Chick-fil-A look good over there, but no. So all the fat food, so like the snacks, like cookies, chips, all that you know is bad for you. All the temptation that you're gonna have when you're watching Netflix and all that, that's gotta go. So in the morning, usually, what I would try to have, I'll have, like, you know, some, like, egg whites. I'll have oatmeal. But see, people with blueberries and oatmeal, I don't like that. I like mine with no sugar. So
you
all
like
the
oatmeal with no sugar?
Yeah, bro.
You psychopath. What did you do? What?
I used to eat it, like, you know, the brown sugar. I used to have it. But now I just cut it out.
The listeners of the show, we've been having a salty versus sweet grits debate for quite some time. We need to band together to deliver us from the evil that is niggas that eat oatmeal without sugar. What the fuck?
Right. If you want the body one, you got to do what you got to do. So hey, it's a lot of cutting and a lot of water too, which I'm a victim of that too. So I had to cut a lot of soda out of my diet too. So lots of water. So I try to drink a gallon a day. I did it a while ago and it was really hard. Like I was going to bathroom like a racehorse, bro. It was crazy. So
the reason I ask, because I feel like the problem where most fitness people go wrong is they give idea, diet. But they don't talk about the struggle part of it. Like, that's I started eating egg whites, and I was good. Like, I want you to get more into, because people listening to this right now are probably in their quarantine, eating the shit out of their snacks, and not really giving a fuck about
their
appearance.
Right.
So it's going to be hard from going from that to now I eat egg whites and oatmeal with no sugar. So how do we transition?
It's ultimately how bad do you want this change? That's what it comes down to. How bad do you want this change? You gonna sit around and come out of quarantine looking crazy? Or do you wanna come out looking like you did something in quarantine? So it's really on how bad do you want this change. So people are going out buying I see them in grocery store shopping. So when you're at time, you can at least say, you know what, let me go pick some things up. I know chicken breast is good, you know, broccoli is good. What else is good? A lot of things that's good. I'm trying to think on the spot. Peanut butter is good too. That's good. That's a lot of protein in that. They got some shakes. They have insurers. They have all this good stuff. But you want to go to the snacks and stuff. And I know it's easy because it's right there. It's cheap. It's easy. But it really comes down to how bad do you want this change? Do you want to come out looking good? Or do you want to come out looking the same way you did months ago? It's all up to you. What you get out of it? So you put in all the effort, you put in the work, you gonna get good results. It's just that simple.
So it comes down to a discipline, is what it comes down to.
That's what
but
it comes
I'm saying, to. Even with the discipline, we're still human. There's time. Yeah. Okay. So for example, at the time of recording this, Memorial Day just passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you maneuvering at a cookout under the Grindstein regimen? How are you maneuvering at the cookout?
Well, you shouldn't be out at no cookout. That's just.
No, you shouldn't be going to the cookout in the Roni Rons. If you went to a cookout, you dumb. You probably caught something in the process. However, I'm talking about like in a normal year. Where
okay.
To cookouts, how are we maneuvering at the cookout?
What you do is you meal prep. Bring your own food to the cookout.
Fine.
Meal prep.
Fine.
Meal prep.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
For real, that's what you gotta do.
So you're telling me there's no way for me to portion my meals out of this cookout and still get a part of my desired results?
I'm just saying, if you're on this diet and you know where you want to go and you know how you want to do it and you're just getting started, why ruin the process? Like, and temptation.
So you don't believe in the concept of a cheat day?
Huh?
You don't believe in a cheat day?
After your goals are accomplished, then maybe. But then the process, no. You can't cheat yourself. Because that one chicken gonna be a whole meal. Before you know, you got three plates, and you know what? I'm gonna get to go. I'm gonna get to go. Like no, no. Temptation is real, bro. Like that joint is real. Like especially when you on a diet, that food will look good. But at least go 2 weeks for eating good, and then maybe that next the 15th day, then try what you want to try.
Give people some balance.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, but don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Don't. Yeah. Or I'm gonna eat good for like a couple of days. You know, this day I'm gonna go out and no. If you eat bad every single week after working out for a whole, it's bad. It ain't go together.
I hear you, but what I'm trying to say is the balance. Because again, we're trying to give people practical fitness advice.
Mm-hmm.
So for people, I don't want people to think the only way for them to, on the grind time thing, they're going to be eating egg whites and oatmeal for the rest of their damn life.
No.
I want them to know that it's okay to go to a cookout and get the grilled chicken breast off the grill.
Yes, once in a while.
Once in a blue moon,
it is okay. Because you need sugar in your diet. But I'm saying, when you are true to your work and all that stuff, and you're trying to get the body you want, in the process, it is not okay to cheat. It's not okay. No.
So what do you say is the good fitness goal to reach? So let's say, we'll use me as an example. I'm 315. Let's say I'm trying to get a 250 in like 8 months a year. So in your mind, I should wait until I lose X amount of pounds. I should wait until I look X amount of weight. I should go X amount of weeks. What is the best way to give me that light at the end of the tunnel that I can have one fatty meal again because I've been doing it my whole life? What is the best way to go about that?
Okay, so 350. Okay, so that's what I was saying. It's going to be hard because you've been doing it for so long. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a process. So I wouldn't say, you know, dive into the whole good meals, but I would say, okay, once a week you can have this amount of food, like, you know, the like snacks, whatever, that stuff. But within this week, from Sunday to Friday, you need this, that, and the third. On Saturday, you can have a portion of whatever you want, but don't go overboard. Don't be going crazy the whole day, just pizza, cookies. Absolutely. Don't do all that, because that's going to ruin the process. So
let me tell you why this is so important, Vaughn. Sorry to cut you off. Just real quick. Because a lot of people think it's all or nothing. It's like, oh, well, broke my diet. Might as well go all in. No. We can portion some shit. You don't have to have the whole bucket in KFC. Maybe a piece or two. And in 2 weeks, you can go back to the bucket, and it'll still be there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's basically what I'm trying to get to. But continue.
All right. So, I know one of my friends, she was heavy, and she lost, I think, 7 pounds in a week. She had the same question. She was like, well, can I still have a couple of snacks here and there? I was like, you can, but how much are you going to eat? Because
it's a very important question.
Yeah, I'm like, it has to be portion. Like, if you strict on your diet, if you really strict on it, then that has to be outweigh the snacks and all that stuff. That can't be a thing. Like, you can't go out and, oh, I'm hungry, let me go get McDonald's, let me get Chick-fil-A, let me get Taco Bell. That's why I said, if you're out all the time, meal prep that night before. Try something new. Just try it.
So what are some, let's get into meal prep ideas then. Mm-hmm. We still got a little bit of time left, but I want to leave time for us to get into workouts and whatnot too. So
yeah.
Let's go to meal preps. So how far in advance do you meal prep personally? My example, because I feel like I'm close to the every man trying to lose weight. So like, how far should I be meal prepping in advance? So what should my meal preps consist of?
I would do from Sunday to Wednesday, then the rest Wednesday to the rest of the week. So it's like half. So instead of you planning, now you cooking all day long, at least do half of the week, then the rest. Because you might want to try something different that next Wednesday to Saturday. You might want to try, like string beans or, I don't know, potatoes. You might want to try that. And
you might not want salmon and stir-fried veggies every day of the week.
Right. You might not want chicken breast. You might not want mashed potatoes or, you know, whole grain rice that day. You might want this. So, you know, I'll try something different. That's what I did. I did like 3 days of meal prep, and then Wednesday the rest of the week, I'll do something else. But I'm telling you what, it's expensive. I'll tell you right now, it's expensive. It is.
Is it though?
Kind of.
I found that I spent less money on food when I attempted meal prepping.
No, I'm saying to buy everything at once in the meal prep. That's kind of, I mean, you save money because you're not buying out food, but I'm saying when you're getting it, you're like, it's expensive. Like, this one, but it's worth it.
It's a lot up front.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, like, it's like, ooh, this thing costs $20, and it's like, how big? But
we'll get into bargain grocery shopping later. I got a guest coming on here who's an extreme couponer. I'm gonna have her break down all
that budget gonna be serious.
Oh yeah, no, she's for real.
Like, yeah, that budget gonna be
mother and some kids. But yeah, I bring that up because I look at it like this. It may seem like a lot up front, and I'll do this to help your point, but if you really calculate how much you're saving on takeout, like for example, during these tapings of these podcasting, I'm eating like shit, mainly because I'm sitting in this seat for hours upon end of my day. My first interview, right. First interview today is at 11. The time is now 5:52, and I have not left this chair.
You a busy man.
Yeah. So what if I get? I got me a 10-piece wing from Hip Hop because that'll keep me still for the rest of the day, so I don't got to leave this chair. So that is a shit. That so ordering that once a day for a week will come up to like what? $50?
Yeah, that's a lot, bro.
Yeah, in comparison,
that's a lot. Like
meal prepping at the beginning of the week will cost you
save a lot of money.
Yeah,
I would have spent a lot up front than to save down the line.
Exactly.
Then to go out and buy all this extra stuff.
If I ought to meal prep Monday, which if I find some time to cook, I will be meal prepping because I right. can't eat fast food every day. It's gonna kill me.
It's gonna be hard, man. Your world famous chicken, bro. You know, what about that?
Oh yeah, I'm a baked chicken guy too, though. I like my chicken. I do not discriminate when it comes to chicken. Thank you very much, Devon.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like chicken of all ways, shapes, and form, except boiled. If you boil a chicken and hand it to me, you gotta see me.
You gotta see
you
me.
Have to
see you me. Gotta see me. You boil
you
chicken.
Have to see me. All right, so we got the meal prepping down. You're the first person I heard break it down to like half the week instead of a full week or 2 weeks in advance. So I think that will help people with the variety. Yeah. Okay, instead of going full week, you're not eating chicken or rice all week. We can switch up the salmon on Wednesday. We can do shrimp right.
Salmon. Wrong with salmon. Good salmon if you like salmon. That's cool.
Absolutely. Do what you want. Until we get to the thing. So
right.
Let's get into the bread and butter of the program, I think it is, and that's the workouts.
Okay.
What is my, give me like a dummy workout regimen. But again, for me, going from 315 to 250.
Okay.
For the week. How often am I going to the gym? What am I working every day? Give me the layout.
Okay, cool. So, I would say cardio, a lot of body weight stuff. So like a lot of burpees, suicide stuff. Then we're getting some light weights, but nothing too bully because you're trying to cut the fat.
Uh-huh.
And then cutting, you gotta say, it's a lot of cardio. It's like tons of water. And the workout regimen has to be like four times a week. 3 to 4 times a week for at least an hour. Just an hour. 30 minutes to an hour is perfect. You don't want to go too less. You want to go too over. You want to be perfect for you. Now, if it's your first time, I would say do a half-hour workout because it's your first time. You don't want to kill yourself. It's your first time.
Right, you don't want to go out there passing out.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And I would say do body weight stuff only. Only body weight because you're not used to that type of stuff yet. Like, and don't compare yourself. I know it's hard. It's your journey. So doing body weight.
Say that again for the people in the back, Vaughn.
It is okay to take your own journey. Do not look at someone else's journey and says, I want to do what they do. No, this is your journey. It's okay to start from square one. It is okay. So if you're doing body weight, you're still doing something. So if you're doing suicides, then turn around doing burpees, then turn around doing shuffles, that is fine because you're still moving. When you are that heavy, just move. Walking the track 2 times after a workout is fine. You're good. That's a perfect day for you. And now, as time gets, as you get better at it and better at it, okay, now up the intensity a little bit, but piece by piece. So I would say a person that's heavier, they can go 3 times a week, do like 30 minutes to an hour. And when that gets a little better, okay, now do 4 times a week. So I would say this. Now, workout should be 2 to 4 weeks of the same regimen, right? After that, change it up because your body is at the plateau, meaning you won't see no growth. You keep doing the same exact thing over and over and over again. You won't see.
Kind of like shocking the body, shocking the system.
Yeah, I do. Yes, shock the body. So let's say if you do burpees and tuck jumps and mountain climbers for like 2 weeks, right? And you then, well, not no, let's say 4 weeks, and then that 6-7 week doing the same exact thing, they would say, I don't see no growth. I'm doing this, then the third, but I see no growth. Okay, what are you doing? You're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Change it up. After you do a burpee, shuffle this way. You know, whatever. Add something different to it. Add something different. So, after after a good solid month of body weight stuff, you know, going 3 times a week, add a little bit of weights in between. So you can see, you know, you see the cutting form, you know, you see all the definition in your arms, your body, your chest, everything. You see everything getting defined. So I would say for you, Kev,
mm-hmm.
I know you like treadmill before. I saw you do that at Stevenson. So I would say, okay, go for like a mile, right? Go for like a mile to start off. And then I would say do like body weight stuff. So burpees is a must, because that's a whole body work.
Listen, that's the thing. Here's where I separate myself from the typical 300-pound man. I have a history of football and being super athletic at 300 pounds.
And you mad fast. I remember that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, I'm not the tortoise-ass nigga. But at the same time,
moving.
Them burpees will hit your soul.
And them gassers
will hit your soul, bro. You don't even know your lungs will work so hard.
Right, and you need to know what's good too. You know what's good?
What's
band
up?
Band training. That's good for strength, and you will get ripped doing that. You will get cut up doing that.
So okay, so for a beginner, you say you want to start with body weight. So would you do the transition to band training before weight training? Or is that depending on what your goal is type thing?
Yeah, too much of goals, but I think everyone can do bands. But it's not everyone has the. I'll say strength for weights, but unless you give them like 10 pounds and they probably work with that. But bands, that's resistance. That's harder. So I will probably give them like probably weights first and then bands later on in the week probably to see where they're at, just to see. If they can't really do it, then okay, let's stick with the weight. Let's modify it for you. So it's all about modification. If you can modify someone's workout and they can do the same exact thing a different way, you're doing the same exact thing, just a different way. And you're going to see results. You're going to see results. I'm saying, that's why my workouts always change every, like, 2 weeks. I change it up. So, if I'm doing, like, whole body for a week, I may do back and shoulders the next day. And then that day, I'll break it up. Back and shoulders, chest and tries, or legs and whatever. I'll break it up. So, I'm not doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I do research, too. I look things up. So, I know one time you saw me doing, like, was a deadlift with like a jump tuck, jump in, pull up, stuff like that. So doing compound workouts help too, because you're always moving. You're always moving.
That's way down the line.
That's way down the line. I'm just talking around.
Mr. Man who look like me, thinking about starting a workout right now. Don't you start jumping out the gate with no deadlifts with a tuck. Don't you do that. You build your journey.
Yeah, it's your journey. It's your journey. Start off easy, just, you know, finding the technique. Ain't no wrong with technique. It's technique. You're getting the basics down. Ain't no wrong with that. Like,
absolutely.
You can't get on the ground and do a mountain climber. You better lean on something and lift one leg at a time and count for 45 seconds. It is still moving. It is okay. Trust me. Because technique comes with speed, and then you know you get better at it. Just take your time, do the workouts properly so you're not hurting yourself, because it's easy to get hurt doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to come back with your back all messed up, your legs tore. No, you
that's want- never the move.
You don't want that problem. It's a lot of guys, you know, ego lift. Do not ego lift. You've seen guys in the gym, oh, I did this like 4 years ago, man, I still got it. Get down there, and the kid touch won't cave in. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, the forearms off. They're just struggling.
Right. You ain't got to do that, bro. You ain't got to do all that. No, you ain't got to do all that. So just stay, find what you can do. Stay true to that until you know for sure you can overcome that. And then move forward. Until then, stay true to yourself. Remember, it's your journey. This is your journey. And it is okay to fail. You're going to fail.
I think that's a good point for us to leave off, Vaughn. Tell them where they can find all the Grind Time stuff, all the information.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting more. So, grindtimeco.com. I had white shirts. It's not my website yet, but those sold out real quick. So, I'm getting more of those. I'm trying to get tank tops for the ladies and the men out here. I'm trying to get that for them. So, I'm going to have more stuff coming out there. I have like a 4-week program. It's for like athletes. So, if you're an athlete, you want to try it, go on my website, grindtimeco.com, and you will see it on there. Buy it, try it, tell me how it is, and I guarantee you see results. Because I see results. It's only 4 weeks for athletes, for 4 weeks, and I promise you're going to see something. I promise. Because Lord have mercy. Just know.
Trust them. No. So, as we end every single podcast the same way, with a little segment known as This or That, where we stole it from the good sister Jamel Hills Unbothered. Again, Jamel, please come on the podcast. We give you two options. You may not have been a third option. You cannot give me a caveat. You must pick option A or option B.
Okay. Yes, sir.
First, This or That, Brother Devon. Barry Sanders or the field? And by the field, I mean every other running back ever.
Well, again, he said it again. It said Barry Sanders or the field?
Or the field. Barry Sanders or every other running back ever. Who are you taking?
Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders.
That's loyalty. That's loyalty.
Yes, sir.
That's loyalty for you. All right. I know you've got an affinity for somebody else as well. So I got to ask the same thing. Charles Woodson or the field?
Oh, man.
Because I know you love you, Charles.
Right, but there's mad corners out there, boy. Woo!
You got Deons, you got the Revises.
I'm going to the field, man. I'm taking the field.
Sorry, take Charles. Gotta go to the field. And the last one, keep it in the theme of fitness week. What do people struggle, in your experience, what do people struggle with more when it comes to the weight loss journey? The diet or the exercise?
The diet.
The diet, hands down.
Yeah, diet, hands down. The diet.
It's so diet. Much easier to drag your ass to the gym than
because
it is to
you drag can your ass away working from. Out is easy. You can walk your block every single day and eat trash every single day.
True, very true.
So I would say working out. Well, I would say dieting is way much harder than exercising. All
right, perfect. So Devon, thank you so much for your time. Thank you to Grind Time. Thank you to all the sponsors of this podcast. It's been fun.
I appreciate you, man.
It's been a great start to fitness week. Thank you so much for coming on, Devon.
Of course, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Pleasure is all mine. So, for my man, Devon, for me, the host, Brother Beloved, also known as Kevin K.
Brother Beloved.
This has been Experiment 301. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah.